reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and she said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Savior." I can remember very clearly my first visit to the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. I was just ordained, and I had taken a group of students to Mexico to work in a kind of a summer Peace Corps. And I went into Mexico City from the center of the country where I had been with the students and attended some meetings and went to the shrine in order to pay homage to Our Lady and then to see the spectacle, and that's really what it was, of all the people walking on their knees across the big, huge plaza and into the church. I was amused at the time when I realized that the poor people, who have such a special devotion to Our Lady, would walk across on their knees, and the wealthy people would also be on their knees, but they'd be walking from cushion to cushion that were moved into place by their servants. One way or another, they made it to the shrine and they paid homage to the image of Our Lady, and through that paying homage to the image, paid homage to her herself. The mystery or the story of Guadalupe is extraordinary. In the 16th century, Our Lady appeared to a simple Indian, a mestizo, called Juan Diego, now Saint Juan Diego, and left him with a message for the bishop and left him with some signs that would help the bishop change his mind and believe rather than doubt. Essentially, it was this incredible act of love given by Mary to this simple Indian that caused one of the greatest conversions in the history of the human family. The number I can't even imagine now that converted to Catholicism from their pagan religions was extraordinary. In any event, she is now the patroness of the Americas and, again, a very popular saint in dealing with the culture, our culture on the West Coast. The scripture that the church chooses for this feast day is absolutely without reservation part of the most important expression of faith that I read in the scriptures. This is the visitation, Annunciation and Visitation story. The gospel that was selected for today talks about the visitation, where Mary is going to reach out to her cousin because she's just been told in the vision by the angel that her cousin, much older than her, was pregnant and needed her help. I've always marveled at the fact that Mary could have received this information about her own pregnancy, extraordinary as it was, and not sit and fret about what it all meant, but rather immediately turned her attention to her cousin who needed and wanted help. The story about Mary then approaching her cousin and offering herself as a kind of a house servant during the time of her confinement and pregnancy is really amazing to me. And Elizabeth says to Mary, this is an unbelievable moment. The moment I knew you were coming, the child leapt in my womb. What you brought me was nothing less than your son, my loving and almighty God. And because of Elizabeth's faith, John then was taught by his mother and leapt with joy in her womb, just as Mary spent her life teaching her son so that she could walk with him both in sadness and in joy throughout his public life. I guess the reason I see this as so important, and the reason I think the feast day is so important, is that it reflects what each of us is given as a task in baptism. What we're asked to be in baptism is bearers of Christ. Each one of us has a different world, a different marketplace, so to speak, and in the context of living in that world or working in that marketplace, our task is to bring Jesus so that joy can happen. I don't bring the joy. Jesus brings the joy. What I do is set the stage. I set it up, so to speak, so that Jesus can have a place in whatever that world is and then share with us the glorious and beautiful gift of happiness. When we're baptized and eventually receive the rest of the sacraments, what we do each time is strengthen the commitment to that task, that is, to bringing Jesus into the world, and then to open the door to the variety of ways in which we can make that journey and bring that gift. No matter what I do, simple or complicated, if when I do it, I bring Jesus with me, then I know that not only will I accomplish whatever I set out to accomplish in terms of my own goal, but I will also fulfill the responsibility that became mine at baptism, and that is to evangelize, to bring the good news, to bring the happiness of Jesus into the midst of this particular marketplace, and to step aside so that Jesus can do the work that is his to do. Thank God I don't have to make the world happy. Thank God I don't have to please everybody with whom I work and live. But what I do have to do is try to see if I can't be faithful enough in my own life to the presence of Jesus with me, in me, through me, and then to bring that gift into the world, to let other people experience that same Lord who gives me life, who gives me happiness, and who sets me on the right path. When the people in Mexico have this incredible devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, they honor her in every action. Everything they say and do somehow has reference to the presence of Mary, and the reason that the presence to Mary is so important is that they know she carries with her no one less than the Lord himself. Even in the iconography of the image, the belt around her waist is worn high because of her pregnancy. She carries Jesus into the world and brings him into whatever the setting is that I have established. Anything that I've chosen to do for myself or have been sent to do, I can do it with Mary as my companion. Just as Mary brought Jesus with her to help at the home of Elizabeth, so each of us needs to bring Jesus with us when we reach out and to serve others in God's name. I think that just knowing that each of us, at least I feel this way for myself, that there's a blessing there in the commission. Take me into the world. Take me with you. Let me work with you. Let me enable you to preach the good news and to preach it well is enough to just give me joy for the rest of my time. Each of us has that same opportunity to experience this incredible presence of Jesus in our own lives, to know that we are to bring him into the marketplace so that he can effect the healing that is his gift to us and then set us all free. Mary did that because it was God's will. She brought her gift to Elizabeth, the first recipient of that gift, and that in itself was her preaching. Just coming with Jesus was the most eloquent homily she could ever preach. And that is the same with us. No matter what we say, Nothing will ever surpass reaching out and offering service in God's name, and as we offer that service, to carry Jesus with us. So on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, when we thank her for bringing the faith into a very focused way in the new world, so to speak, that is, into the Americas, we express our gratitude knowing that because she has given herself to us, just as she gave herself to Elizabeth, and she brings with her the same gift that she brought to Elizabeth, Jesus himself, and then says to us, it's your task now. You reach out, you offer to people what it is they're looking for, that hope, that grace, that goodness, offer it to them through Jesus, and then step aside and let him get to work. Again, we're grateful for not having to save the world, but rather to simply set the stage so that Jesus' saving grace can work sometimes through us and sometimes in spite of us, but in any event, can be there because we've chosen to bring Jesus with us. The country of Mexico was many times blessed. The quotation over the door is a quotation from the Psalms that says essentially, never has such a blessing been shared. Well, that's true of all of us. Never have we been so blessed than we are when we are called to bring Jesus with us into our preaching and our ministry, just as Mary brought Jesus with her into her service of Elizabeth. Thank God for those gifts. Thank God for making us a part of this story. And thank God for all the good that happens because we choose to listen to the call to service. And in that service, we carry with us the Lord himself.